Do you want to discover the path to find your peace, love, purpose, and happiness? Then get ready for a time of healing radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I join Dr. Pat every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific and help you, the listeners, understand the journey of your own healing to enlightenment. Learn about the buried gifts within us all and explore body, mind, and spirit through the show's unique blending of spirit and earth. Get in touch with the deeper purpose within as I share the story and tools needed to enhance and enrich your life. Ignite your sacred fusion power and unveil the authentic you on A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, now.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome. Oh, wow. We have got a powerful show for you today. And, you know, this is really a follow-up to the last hour and what we talked about with Master Chief about broken. You know, this is Felice Diana, who has created A Time of Healing, A Time of Healing Radio, also has created Sacred Fusion Power. This is about how to unveil the authentic you, but also how to heal that part of you. Mm-hmm. You know, today we're talking about kind of where we left the last hour of the show, forgiveness and spiritual enlightenment. And today, I think we are on the verge of having a conversation about the word forgiveness, which I think is one of the most used words in the Enlightenment New Thought arena and spiritual and religious arena, and yet the most misunderstood. Felice is joining me here today as somebody that not only knows what the path is like, but how to discover the peace in the middle of chaos, how to find love in the middle of anger, how to look at purpose in the middle of floundering, and then taking all of that and clear out the cobwebs of our consciousness. Yes, I did say that, the cobwebs of our consciousness, to let happiness emerge, because that is our natural state, to let happiness emerge. Today's show is the show that we think about when we feel like we are stuck, when we feel like we are medicating ourselves, when we feel like we are just out and about and doing everything but except what we're called to do. And the reason that that happens is because we're carrying a load of resentment, probably a couple of pounds of anger. You know, throw that in with just a dab of, I'm going to get back at you, and you are stuck for life. Today's show, forgiveness and spiritual enlightenment. They do go together. Felice, it's great to have you.
Hi, thanks, Pat. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Listen.
And good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Listen. A long time ago, actually 1989, a person said to me, looked me straight in the eye and said, okay, I'm going to tell you something important. Resentment is a number one offender. And I remember looking back at him and saying, oh my God, this guy's like from another planet. And off I went on my angry rant about something he said. But let's talk about what we do with the anger. What do we do with the resentment? What do we do with the pain and the suffering of our past, or maybe our present, maybe the wrongdoing of others? Let's start with the word forgiveness. What does that come to mean to you?
Well, for me, I also have been during my life very confused by the word forgiveness, because, you know, growing up as a kid, you kind of learn in Bible school, you think that forgiveness is like you wiping a slate totally clean and the person, the offender, is forgiven for everything. You must forget it. You never bring it up again. And really, it's not possible. It's very difficult to do that. But what forgiveness really is when you get to the place where all the angst, all the resentment, all the pain, all the hurt is not completely overtaking everything that's going on in your life. So you have this dialogue going on in your head all the time, this feeling going on in your heart all the time. It's when you get to the point where you can release those feelings, and it is an intentional and voluntary process, and you cannot get there until you're ready to get there.
When we talk about forgiveness, I want you to comment on the comment I made at the top of the hour, where I said probably the word forgiveness, right? Mm. The word, the concept, whatever you want to call it. Let's just call it the word, because conceptually there are different meanings to different people. Mm-hmm. But the word itself is one of the most used words as a remedy in the spiritual community, in the religious community, in the New Thought community, in the enlightened community. And yet at the same time, it could possibly be one of the most misunderstood concepts. What does forgiveness mean to you?
Well, to me, I'll tell you, first of all, I'd like to start, for me, what it isn't. So for me, it doesn't mean that the way you felt before you received this pain or hurt or were offended, deeply offended, before that, that it didn't, it's not happened. It doesn't mean that that's gone. It also doesn't mean that the person is excused from what they've done. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that you are partly responsible for what's happened. It doesn't mean that this, that what happened to you is no longer important. It does not mean that you've excused that person's behavior. And it also doesn't mean that it's about bringing peace and ease to the offender. And it does not mean that there'll be a reconciliation either. So it's really, forgiveness is about giving yourself, acknowledging your own pain, bringing to yourself the love and compassion you deserve, rather than trying to get it from somebody who doesn't get it, and finally being able to release the anger and the pain, and to be able to move forward. It's to actually bring you back into the present.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I had a friend, Reverend Dr. Bonnie Bernard, who said to me once, spent her lifetime helping people in this area. And she said to me, looked me straight in the eye one day, Felice, and looked at me and said, "Pat, here's the thing. I'm going to ask you to look at forgiveness as one of the most selfish things you'll ever do in your life." And I thought, what? Selfish or selfless? No, she said selfish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, self-serving. Let's call it self-serving. I said, how could that be? She said this, and I would like you to comment on it. She says, the purpose of forgiveness, most of the time, the other person, whoever that is, doesn't even have a clue. You're even angry at them. Mm-hmm. Doesn't even have a clue. Mm-hmm. But what it does to your soul and to you could be lifelong and everlasting. What's your experience with that in the healing work? Do you find that as well, Felice?
I do, because I chose this subject because I've been having quite a number of people come to me who are really suffering with this, because they're very, very angry at their life, at what's happened in their life, their childhood. And they really have got stuck, totally stuck, because, you know, it's been a buildup. But first they could move along, and suddenly now they're stuck. So I think she was right. It is, if you want to put it that way, a selfish act. It's not selfless in any way, but it's absolutely necessary. And it's what's been misunderstood about what forgiveness is, because I know for me, I've always felt it was forgiving the other person, but actually it isn't. And actually, when people would say to me, you need to forgive yourself, I'd look at them and think, well, what am I forgiving myself for? But actually, it is a kind of self-forgiving, but I'm not really forgiving myself for doing something bad. I'm forgiving myself, letting go of these feelings, easing my feelings. And that's what I really feel forgiveness is. It's for you. It's an act for yourself.
Mm. Hmm.
And, you know, the women who have come to me, one in particular has really, really struggled. She's really struggling and was really down because her life had been so hard and it just continued that way. And yet she can't release the people who have caused this. You know, she was very abused when she was a child, physically abused, sexually abused. And of course, it's very, very difficult. And it sometimes can take a person a lifetime actually to do it. Sometimes even lifetimes.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I think we're talking about past life issue on this, but also we're talking about a time to heal it, right?
Yes.
That's what today's show is about. But, you know, we are in a dynamic now on the world stage and on the local stage where anger, resentment, fear is fueling all of this, right?
Yes.
And so, look, I want to talk about this when we come back. How many times has somebody said to you, well, maybe not, but think about it, right? Mm-hmm. Listen, Felice, just get over it. Like,
yes.
You know, forgive, forget. You know,
yes.
It's just don't let it bog you down. Don't let it mess up your life. Come on. Let's go. Let's go play bingo. Let's take a short break when we come back. Why does that all sound really, really good and could be close to impossible to do?
Yes.
Oh, Felice Deanna is going to tell us about that, everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Hey, Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to A Time of Healing Radio. Felice Deanna and me, Dr. Pat. I get the honor of doing these shows with our fabulous host. You know, they say when two or more are gathered, right?
Yes.
But today's show is about forgiveness and spiritual enlightenment. And that is something that has to do with healing. Can you tell folks a minute here, first of all, how they find out more about you, but also about Sacred Fusion, your healing work, and how to schedule a session with you?
Okay, so if they go to my website, A Time of Healing, there is a contact form on there. They can call me at 520-576-3942, or they can visit me on Facebook, A Time of Healing, and we can connect that way too.
Awesome. Okay, what I was saying before the break was this. I don't know how many people, you know, experience you going through an event in your life, right? I mean, they see it. Me, it was with my job loss. That was an obvious act of betrayal, their words, that they saw. But rather than hear what the experience is like, you know, we're very quick to come back and say things, look, you're going to get over it. Don't worry. Just forgive and forget. Go on with your life. How does all that work?
I think you can't just do that. I mean, forgiveness is very, very hard, first of all. And I don't think you will ever forget it. I mean, you know, to say you forget, well, it means that your mind's gone dead. I mean, right. You're just not going to forget. So forgiving is something, it really is something that you have to eventually come to in order to free yourself. Because otherwise you're going to be tied to it all the time, because it kind of takes over within you, and you've got to really learn and work towards releasing that. And sometimes people, they're blessed and they get it spontaneously. You know, I mean, it just comes and one day they think, oh, I'm letting that go. And for others, you have to kind of really dive into it and reach that point where you can finally let go. And it can take time. It's really not easy to, you can't just say, get over it. You know, you'll forget it. Oh, you're fine. It's not a big deal. No, it was a big deal to you, no matter what. And for most of us, I think we don't even think about the small things, you know, we just let them go. But usually forgiveness is about something that has really touched our soul.
I want to stay with that for a minute, mm-hmm. because that is a very important thing to take in. Mm-hmm. Something that has touched our soul. Mm. And, you know, let's talk about that. I was talking about, you know, the loss of my job after 24 and a half years. Mm-hmm. And for many people, it's like, okay, you lost your job. But that wasn't what it was for me. Mm-hmm. You know, it was more than that. It was more complex than that. So when you say touch your soul, I'm really struck by the fact that we're talking about something that could have a very complex emotional, psychological, and spiritual dynamic. Is that right?
It is absolutely right. It's very complicated. And when it touches your soul, this is why if you don't heal from it, you'll just take it with you through lifetimes. And the problem is that we don't get apologies usually at a soul level.
Mm. Right.
And it's only when somebody occasionally comes and really is speaking from their soul and that resonates with you, and what they're saying to you is actually touching your soul, that sometimes you can get immediate forgiveness for that person, because mm-hmm. you know that they're actually understanding it. Then it is growth for both people. But usually forgiveness is only growth for the one person who's doing the forgiving. But when it's soul to soul, both get growth from it.
You know, we're talking about, and let us talk about energy for a minute. Mm-hmm. because it's really hard to have this conversation about anger, resentment, pain, forgiveness, spiritual enlightenment, without talking about the energy of things, mm-hmm. because sacred fusion is about that.
Yes.
And, you know, there is a sacred fusion energy. And I think it would be important to talk about what it means to really optimize that energy and how sometimes we have to clear our plate to get that to work well for us.
Yes. Well, sacred fusion energy is a very, we know there are other forms of energy healing, but sacred fusion energy is one that I can honestly speak comes from my soul. I receive this energy to my soul from spirit, God. That's how it came in a divine experience. And this energy actually works on your soul. So when we're talking about very deep levels here, it's very directed towards your soul growth. And what people cannot expect when you come to just having one session is that it's like a magic wand and everything is gone and you're now clear of everything. The soul has carried with it over lifetimes layers and layers of hurt and pain, abuse, whatever's happened to that soul. And so sacred fusion energy goes right to the core and begins to clear the layers. And so your life may not just suddenly become, oh, abracadabra, here I am, I've got everything I want now. But your soul is definitely beginning to free itself so that the spirit within the soul can more and more express itself in this earthly world, which is really what we're all here to do. And so it is extremely healing and calming. And you will see yourself very differently. You will begin to feel cleansed, more and more cleansed as you go through the sessions. And I can't tell you that you'll need one session or you'll need 10 sessions. It's how your soul is going to work with this energy. How will you release what you're holding in? What's been pushed down? What's been lodged in your soul over lifetimes?
Mm-hmm. You know, some people talk about the fact that, you know, we are only aware of the tip of the iceberg. Mm-hmm. Meaning, you know, if you ever look at an iceberg, everybody sees it sticking up from the ocean.
Yes.
But we all know that most of the iceberg is underneath the ocean.
Yes.
It's really not available to us. And
yes.
I wanted to ask you about that because, you know, we may be able to really look at those things that in the immediate moment are causing us distress.
Mm-hmm.
But that may only be the tip, right?
It is. And usually those things are the triggers.
Mm-hmm.
They're the things that trigger the emotions. So it's very confusing because what triggers you, you may think your problem is actually in that present moment, but only a tiny little bit is in that present moment. Most of it has happened a long time before that.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're being triggered. And the triggers actually are positive because even though they don't feel good, because they are opening you up to the larger problem, but they are only touching the tip of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that we are talking about here today is the body of work you do to release that. Mm-hmm. Before we go to break, when we come back, we're going to talk about what is the relationship between forgiveness and justice. There mm-hmm. is an interesting dynamic that goes on with that. You know, the desire for justice. Mm-hmm. Can you have a desire for justice and still forgive? Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk with Felice about how she works with people in this area specifically. But before we do, Felice, how can folks listen to past shows? How can they find out more about you? And also, how can they work with you?
Okay, so the past shows, they can go to my website. They're all on there is a you know, a page there where you can just tap into all the radio shows. Mm-hmm. And then to get in touch with me, it's a time of healing. There is a contact form there, or you can call me 520-576-3942, or you can contact me through my Facebook page, A Time of Healing.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Felice is going to take us through what it means to go through the healing journey and what it means to still have the desire for justice. We're going to take a short break, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat Feliciana. We'll be right back.
Seven slow, dancing in seconds old, and I'm the one that loves you.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go to ignite the life you deserve. Visit GetRootedRadio.com and tune in.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. For those of you that are just tuning in, it's great to have you. We're here, Time of Healing Radio, Felice Diana and me, Dr. Pat. This is about learning how to ignite your sacred fusion power and unveil the authentic you that each of us has. Sometimes it's more difficult to do, especially when we are in a place where we feel like we've been harmed, we've been betrayed, you name it. There's a whole list of things that will cause us to build up anger and resentment. And today, Felice is talking about how does forgiveness and spiritual enlightenment get us to where we want to go? Felice, look, part of this is looking at forgiveness as we just did and talking about it. But sometimes there are wrongs that have been done. Mm-hmm. And in order to right the wrong, we call that justice, right?
Yes. Look,
we live in a country that if you do something wrong, there is a justice system, albeit doesn't always work great, but we have one.
Yes.
In our consciousness, we also have an innate desire for justice.
Yes.
Take us through what justice is and what the difference between justice and revenge is and how this fits into forgiveness.
Okay, so for me too, I have the desire for justice about certain things. That doesn't mean to say that I've not forgiven, but not forgiven again the perpetrator. I've forgiven to the point that I can release the feelings that have eaten me up over this. And I've always wanted to see if the law can't take care of it, is there a divine justice?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I have seen this divine justice, and I'm watching it actually in the present time. And I've seen it happening over a number of years, different events. And I think I'm seeing more and more and more now begin to happen. So I feel that there is a divine justice that will take care of the event, but it's only in divine timing. And if we're lucky, we get to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we're not always lucky in that lifetime to see it, but we are in the next lifetime. And that's actually what has happened to me. Mine is about a past lifetime. If you'd have told me that this could happen, I most likely would not have believed it because it's never happened to me in this way before, but I am seeing it. So there is, I guess, the word karma. Mm-hmm. And I think it is delivered by the powers that be. They deliver it in the right timing. It can't always be delivered in that past life, because actually what happens is our earthly legal system maybe has taken care of it in an earthly way, but there's more to come, because the energy that's been put out there, the negative energy from this offender that's been put out there, has to be dealt with, because you know there is a finite amount of energy in the universe. So that energy can only be transformed. We can't create more energy and we can't get rid of it. We can only transform it or transfer it.
So when we think about the events of our life that, you know, happened to us, you know, when we think about here, we have this desire justice. Mm-hmm. What do you find are the emotions that people explore? You know, clearly we have a response and a reaction to something that we think is done, either wrongly done to us or to another person, right? It doesn't always have to be to us.
No.
And there's an energy that happens from that. Sometimes people have found, Felice, that that is a catalyst for change.
You
know, that can become a catalyst for change. You know, what's the relationship of that to forgiveness and spiritual enlightenment?
Well, I think you can have spiritual enlightenment when you forgive, and we've talked about what that means, even though you're still seeking justice. Because to be honest with you, my spiritual enlightenment came in order for me to understand how this justice works. So deep in my soul, I still had this desire, this very, 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 very strong desire for justice. But it wasn't conscious because it was a past life. So it was brought to my consciousness, and I wondered why it had been brought to my consciousness. It was, it definitely brought change for me in my life.
Yeah.
That's for sure. It's done a lot of things. It brought up a lot of pain, and a lot of what we've discussed today. And so I now watch to see how God's justice comes in. What does that mean? Because right now I haven't seen the full picture. And I just wait to see what is that full picture. Because when you're actually in the oneness with every, with the soul itself, you're only aware of the love of the soul. It's only in the earthly body where it changes. And that's because of the choices the person's made. So it's very difficult to understand, but the first, because people say, well, you know, they come to me and they say, you know, look what they've done to me and everything looks good for them. Well, you just have to wait a little longer, perhaps, and maybe not this lifetime. And you know what? What seems to be good is not always good. Because, you know, you see it on Facebook. I mean, you see all these wonderful stories, but, you know, you can get your, bet your sweet bippy that's not really their life. You know, that's only the best part of their life. We're not really seeing a lot of the pain that's behind it. Because I don't think anybody gets away with pain.
No, no. I mean, and we spent an entire hour in the last show, you know, talking about a lifetime of pain. The question is, what do we do with that? You know, the question is, you know, how do we not only move beyond it, but how do we use our pain, you know, to, first of all, honor the connection we have in our lives and what we've learned from it, and bring that full circle to who we are today and how it helps us craft the people we are today. And so that's the question. You know, how has forgiveness helped shape and craft, you know, who you are today,
well,
and
think
what you're bringing into the world?
Yes. Well, I think
what
it did for me was it identified my passion. And so I went after that passion. And I tell clients that they have to seek something, and it doesn't have to seem important. But they have to do it. They do it because that's their love. And they do it with passion. And when you begin to do that, and when you free yourself from this, these words, this energy, this negative energy that's filled you, doors begin to open. And you can move forwards. And the past then doesn't fill you up, and you become a vessel that's more empty, and the emptier you are, more light comes in, so more doors open. Because you can't receive as much light when you're filled with the negativity. You just can't.
You know, part of this too is, and I want to talk about this for a minute, because we always think about forgiveness as it directly affects us, let's say. This thing happened to me. That thing happened to me. But I find some of the more difficult aspects of emotions or anger and resentment come from harm that is done to some that we love.
Correct. Or even people we don't love, but we empathize with what's happening with them. We might not even know them. Or even to the animals. Or, you know, there are so many cruel acts that happen, you know, to people. I mean, look what's happening on our borders to children. You know, I mean, really and truly, there's so much in the world. And it's about taking that up. It's about becoming part of that force, putting meaning into your life.
You know, you brought something up very interesting, because here's something, right? So you brought up the borders. beside the borders, besides what we are hearing about, and I think you mentioned this, you know, we only hear about a little bit.
Yeah.
So here's something. I have a friend that is an immigration attorney, and she's right here in Seattle, does a great show, but she's been actually too busy to do a radio show, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things we talk about often is, what can we do? And it starts out with the talk and not with the anger, right?
Yes.
You start back and you talk about, look, there is a group of people in this scenario that nobody's talking about. And here's who they are. They are the women and the children of that are here, that are working, that are perhaps undocumented or perhaps run the risk of losing whatever they have. And the degree of abuse that is happening to them, it's not only unprecedented, it's beyond any level of humanity.
Absolutely.
They are trapped in a world where if they speak up about their abusers, they are in trouble.
Yes.
And so as you watch this on the outside, this is a scenario. If you're close to anyone like this, which I am, you find yourself on the brink. Let me just say, on the brink of powerlessness and explosive anger. And so the question then becomes, how do you use what Felice is talking about, that inside job, that peace? How do you find that peace? So you could take the right action that one needs to take in life. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to find out from Felice, how do we do that? Because anger begets anger. But what if there's an action that requires peace of mind and clarity of thought? How does Felice help people get there? Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing"? Next time someone tells you, "Great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Just want to say to everybody that this is a time of healing ready with Feliciana. We're talking about forgiveness and spiritual enlightenment. And of course, you can go to her website, atimeofhealing.com, find out about what she does, how she helps people move from whatever the anger is, whatever the frustration is, whatever it is that's going on in your life that isn't peaceful. That's what she'll help you with. But, the question now today really is this. We're talking about forgiveness. We're talking about enlightenment. We're talking about justice. And yet, I made a comment that I found to be true for myself. I mean, I think we all have the ability to be angry with the rest of them. But I don't know that coming from that place to look at possibilities and solution gets us where we want to go. And so you talk about finding peace in order to move forward. Tell us about that and how we do it.
Well, finding peace is a process. I mean, you have to have an intention to find it, because some people revel in the feelings too. They want to stay there because they want to see the justice. So you have to give up seeing the justice, unless of course it's going through a legal system, then maybe you're going to see something. Mm-hmm. And you have to release the feelings. You can do that by writing. I think one of the things is to journal it. Once you write, you actually get it out of your head, going round and round and round. Writing is great. And also, I think one of the other things is to find a passion in your life. That's the thing, a cause, and there's lots of them out there. There's so many people, so many animals in such great need of your words, your help. Go out there and do it. Join a group of people who share with you that passion, and you'll see that this other stuff will cease to take over your life so much and eat you up. And release that negative energy so that the positive energy can come in. Let the light shine. Do that work. That is helping others, helping animals. That is God's work. That's what you really should do. That's the way forward, is doing God's work.
And it's how have you
focusing
found that
on the new car that you're going to get?
Whoa. I actually think my new car was God's work, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it could be. That could be too.
Because I'll tell you, with all the planets aligned the way I was aligning them, that is not a car that I should have been able to get without God's work.
Right. Well, I know not my last car, but the car before that definitely was God's work, because my other one blew up while I was driving it.
So. Oh, my gosh. I know. I've had one of those, too. Look. Couple of different areas to look at, because they all overflow. You may not have anything in your life, right, that you're aware of that you're in a place that needs forgiveness. But when you start to look outside of that and you ask yourself, how am I reacting to what's going on in my home? How am I reacting to what's going on in my community? Mm-hmm. How am I going on? How am I reacting to what's going on, you know, in our government right mm-hmm. now in the world? Mm-hmm. How am I reacting? I mean, these are places where you are not emotionally neutral.
No.
You're not emotionally neutral.
No.
And it may not be obvious when somebody says, well, how you feel about that? And you come out and you say, oh, I'm fine. Until somebody says exactly the right thing to yes. get things riled up.
Yeah.
What do we do in those situations?
I think we have to take action. I really believe you have to take action. And I mean, even though, you know, you were saying, Pat, that you are, you know, you get very angry at what's going on, because I know I do. Mm-hmm. I think the anger is a motivator. When you get angry enough, you'll take action. It's really sometimes what happens. We're not angry enough and we do take some action. It feels like we're not making headway. We're not really making a difference. And so we give up and we then become kind of indifferent. We force ourselves into indifference because it's the only way we feel we won't be angry all the time. But the thing is to never give up. We can't ever give up. We have to bring justice to humanity. We have to. We have to stop the cruelty. We have to stop it. And we just keep trying a little bit every day. Never give up. Never give up doing your little bit. And it does start at home. You start in your family and then you move outwards mm-hmm. and you go into the world with it. And if we all could do that, we would be living in a different world today. And it's not just in our country. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. We just don't get involved.
Well, look. You're involved. This is the work you do. This is how you help people. This is the body of work and the purpose that you chose. And clearly, this is the body of work that I chose. But you know, the thing that I think it's important and is it's another misconception around what we're talking about. And that is that just because we may speak passionately about an issue, we may have an intensity in our voices about something. Mm-hmm. Right? It doesn't mean that we have a resentment. See, we confuse passion and purpose with so many other things.
Yes. Right?
Yeah. I don't know any motivational speaker that's ever made a dime on not being motivational.
Right.
Somehow. I mean, even the fitness, these fitness people, right? If you go
yes.
back, you know, the richest fitness person in the world even had a sense of humor. And I don't know if that's Joe Weider or if that's Arnold Schwarzenegger now, but
right.
even so, this doesn't say we are not allowed to be ourselves. And I think we should make that clear.
Yes, we are allowed to be ourselves. What we can't do is, I mean, we can't take justice into our home, our own hands, physical justice. You know, I mean, we can't go out and shoot somebody, even if we might feel like it. We can't do that. But we can bring about justice in different ways. We can. And we really have to, because that's what it means to be human.
Yeah,
it's about our fellow man.
It is what it means to be human. Thank you so much for today. Please give out your website and personal message.
Okay, so my website is A Time of Healing. You can contact me also by calling me 520-576-3942. You can contact me through my Facebook page, A Time of Healing. And I think that for me anyway, on the days when things sometimes feel really heavy, I think I've learned to create my own sunshine in those days. And so I think that's what I would say to everybody. On those days, create your own sunshine.
Mm. Thank you for that. Felice Deanna, please give your website again, Felice. Thank you.
Okay, A Time of Healing.
.com. atimeofhealing.com. All right, I'm Dr. Pat, everybody. Much more coming up on Transformation Talk Radio. And remember, this is an inside job. Forgiveness is an inside job.
Yes.
And you have everything you need to excel at it. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on transformationtalkradio.com. Make sure to tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific and learn to open your heart and mind to your own unique sacred journey. As an enlightened mystic and healer, I heeded a call to service by sharing my gifts through my hands, intuition, words, and heart to help you, the listeners, get in touch with your deeper purpose and learn to unveil the authentic you. For more information on me, Felice Diana, and my work, visit atimeofhealingradio.com.